Good afternoon, fellow classmates. Let me begin by asking you some questions. Have you ever looked up at the night sky and marvelled at the moon? Have you ever wondered why the earth revolves around the sun? Have you ever been amazed at the thought that all of the stars are trillions and trillions of kilometres away from us? Well, you're not alone. Tycho Brahe wondered about these mysteries as well, and went on to be one of the most important astronomers in history. Today, I'm going to tell you about his life. Tycho Brahe was born in 1546 in his family's castle in Sweden. His parents were very rich, which meant he had access to a great education and could study whatever subjects he wanted. His uncle sent him to university to study law, but Tycho soon became very interested in astronomy. When he was 14 years old, he witnessed a solar eclipse, where the moon passes in front of the sun and blocks the light. Tycho was fascinated by it. He loved that the event had been predicted, and that there was a process for figuring out when the next eclipse was coming. But the solar eclipse had been one day later than the predictions, and Tycho realized that a lot of the observations that had been made in astronomy weren't very accurate. He thought he could make better measurements himself. As Tycho started studying astronomy, he believed the best thing to do was make observations every night, and he invented tools to help him be more accurate. He also studied other subjects, like medicine, alchemy, and astrology, and he wrote horoscopes, predictions about the future based on astronomy, for famous people that he knew. In 1572, he observed the first supernova in the constellation called Cassiopeia. Before then, many people believed that the stars in the sky never changed, but the sudden bright star meant that wasn't true. Tycho measured the star's distance and understood that it was further away from the Earth than the planets, proving it was definitely a star and not something new close to Earth. He referred to it as the new star, or supernova. Over his career, Tycho Brahe accomplished many things as an astronomer. He observed the Great Comet of 1577 and made observations on its distance from Earth, while also coming up with predictions because comets were thought to cause bad luck. He was well liked by King Frederick II and was made the Lord of the Island Ven, so he could build two observatories, which are buildings that allow you to study the stars. While he was there, he created a star catalogue that included the position of around 1,000 stars. But most importantly, he worked with Johannes Kepler, who was his assistant in Prague, and Brahe's research helped Kepler to come up with laws about how planets move around the sun. Although Brahe was a famous figure in astronomy, there were many other fascinating aspects of his life. When he was 20 years old, he was in a duel with a distant relative about who was the best mathematician. Though they reconciled later, Brahe lost part of his nose and wore a fake one made of bronze for the rest of his life. He also wrote poetry, married a poor woman, even though his family disapproved, and had a tame elk as a pet. There were even rumours that he was poisoned, either by Kepler or his cousin for revenge, on behalf of the new king. But even though he had an odd life, he was extremely important to astronomy. He was one of the last scientists to observe the universe before the telescope, and someone who loved learning about stars. But the weird things about Tycho Brahe make him my favourite historical figure. Does anyone have any questions? How about you, Maurice?
Hey, Neve. You said that Kepler was one of Brahe's assistants. Did he have any other ones?
That's a good question, and yes, he did. There are a lot of astronomers who worked with Brahe, who went on to make big observations, though I can't name them all. And one of his assistants was his younger sister, Sophie. Any other questions? Yes, Hassan.
Do historians know how he actually died?
They do now, yes. He became sick after refusing to leave a banquet so he could use the bathroom, and died 10 days later. For a while, it was thought he might have been poisoned, but historians now think he died of a burst bladder. But his dying words to Kepler were a wish that his life had been meaningful and important. After learning about all of his accomplishments, I definitely believe that it was.